Good afternoon, Peter. It's great to have you on the Sideline View for the first time.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
No, our pleasure, mate. I read a couple of weeks ago that you'd been appointed coach of Three Colours Soccer Club this year, and it led me, I better get this guy on the telephone, and we've just been speaking off here, and you go back to the very origins of the club.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, back to 1980 from day one and game one. Like I previously mentioned off here, a lot of us boys were there from day one, and a lot of the old coaches, like our fathers, like Mr. Gallardi, Mr. DeGiorgi, you know, like they were all part of the club from day one, and amongst a lot of other members, you know, and the apprentices and that that originated. And,
so, but
I'd have to go on and mention all the names of those. a lot of people involved back in the day. They've done a really good job with the club.
They know who they are. Does it feel a little bit surreal that you've ended up, you know, coaching the club where you started probably as a young kid?
Yeah, it is in a way. I think it's a good thing to, you know, go back and do what you love doing, and, you know, kind of come back into a situation where, you know, your parents and that were heavily involved into the club, and then, you know, you're the next generation coming through, hopefully trying to help out these young blokes to move along.
It's the Three Colours Club has always been, you know, over the journey, Peter, they've had some success. They've always been a pretty strong and a very good culture at the club, I believe. They've always come across as a real family-orientated setup.
They are. They've always been very family orientated with, you know, a lot of Parker and Two Nights. And yeah. They've got a lot of passion and pride behind the club. And this is what, you know, we'd like to bring back into the club this year, is, you know, like Lucy Quittier and all their family and Vince DeMarcy and that. You know, we want to try and bring that back into the boys and the whole club in general and keep it family and keep that pride and passion going.
Yeah, well, your president, Lucy, is just a tireless worker, isn't she? Really, behind the scenes, she's an amazing lady.
She does a hell of a lot of work, and she's been very supportive, and all her family with me, and all the players, you know, they've been behind me 100%. And yeah, she does work pretty hard, so I've got to take my hat off to her. So we're going to try and make it a good year for her if we can.
But you're over in SA for a number of years, and you're back home now. Does the complex down there surprise you how much it's grown down at Aero Ovals?
I've been, you know, back and forth from Adelaide for a number of years, because, you know, I've got most of all my family here virtually, and it's different to what we used to play. We used to play at the old Aerodrome Ovals, and then, you know, everyone else used to play it at Eagles Point and et cetera, et cetera. They're all pretty much played in that new complex that they built there, so... It's different.
So, yeah, it's a good home for soccer in St. Rosia, I believe. I reckon you've got a great complex down there.
Yeah, based on what I've seen, you know, there's, you know, adequate lighting. I suppose our ground's got good lighting where we can play nights.
Yep.
So, the lighting and things like that has definitely improved 100%. The ovals don't look too bad at this stage. So, pretty good.
Now, when we're talking about how things look, how does your senior squad look for the... Well, you're not too far away from the Knockout Cup. That starts early in April. How's your senior squad taking shape?
I've only been there a couple of training sessions, and, they're a good bunch of lads, and they've got potential, and I think that will do relatively well and be competitive. We're just based on a little bit of fitness at the moment to get the boys up and running.
Yep.
That's probably the most critical thing you need in a soccer team, and then you work on position and system play. So at the moment we're going a little bit on fitness, get the boys up to scratch. Once you've got that, you can work on the rest.
It's hard to know, Peter, until you're under a match situation, though, isn't it? You don't really know how everything's going to gel until it's put to the test during a game.
You can only put a team together. And then after the first game you play, you know, you get to know your competition and get to know your players a little bit better, which I, at this stage, am working on. And then you work on it from there. And then you make your changes and rearranges and change your system around according to who you play against.
It's quite a Football Federation St. Rage has been quite an eye-opener to myself. The amount of junior teams and the amount of teams, clubs put on the ground every weekend is quite amazing. That's my opinion. You agree?
Yeah. Well, I definitely agree. You know, I've got a nephew that plays football too. You know, can't get him to play soccer, but that's his passion and love. So.
It's always held their numbers in St. Rosa in junior soccer. I think the junior numbers are pretty strong again now, aren't they?
Excuse me. Yeah, I think they're relatively good.
Yeah.
To state from what I've heard. The senior sides probably need more players and probably a couple more teams to join the competition. There was a hell of a lot more back in my day, but I think there's only four left now, so... It'd be nice if a couple more teams joined in and made it a little bit bigger competition, in my opinion. So,
yeah, no, that would be a fantastic outcome for the local competition. You never know, Peter, now that we're through COVID and all the rest of it, we might garner some interest and get some momentum and get another couple of teams on the park. It's still pretty healthy, the game.
If you got all these older teams back and they got some players back and made a competition of it, it'd be a lot better, you know. You know, like football is a lot stronger than soccer in some ways at the moment. But it'd be nice if, you know, a couple more teams joined up and added a little bit more of a competition.
So, Pete, how many nights a week are you hitting the track at the moment?
I'm doing one night a week.
Yep.
And then the Sundays, obviously, because, you know, I've got a bit committed to my father at the moment. He's a bit elderly. And Sunday, and you know, kind of go there on a Tuesday night, give them a pretty thorough routine.
Yep.
So I'm going to be a little bit more thorough this Tuesday night, and then sort out some sort of plan for the Thursday, and then get ready for the Sunday. So,
well, Pete, it's been great to have you on the program this afternoon. It's great to catch up with a newly appointed coach of any club, mate. Best of luck with the Knockout Cup. Let's hope that you can show some form in amongst that, and best of luck come round one.
Well, we're going to be trying our best. So that's the main thing.
Oh, that's all you can do, Peter, is hit the ground and have a real red-hot crack, and then you never know. The results sometimes take care of themselves.
They will. You know, you just got to work it out. You know, like they say, Rome wasn't built in a day.
No, I'm sure parts of it were, but no, Rome wasn't built in a day, Peter, that's for sure.
So we're going to work on it slowly but surely.
Well, it's been great to catch up with you, and we'll speak again before the season's out. But, yeah, from everyone here at River 1467, best of luck for season 2022.
No worries. Thanks very much, and thanks for having me on.